It's a somber day as we remember the 20th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, the costliest natural disaster in the country's history, claiming 1,800 lives. Jeff Palermo has more.
Bob Mann was Governor Kathleen Blanco's communications director and says the reports they were getting from the New Orleans area were jaw-dropping.
It was enormously frustrating and it was harrowing for the people who were down there who were trapped in their attics on top of roofs.
Mann says federal help was not available, so the state started coordinating rescue efforts.
It was a frantic operation to try to save people. It was Wildlife and Fisheries, Louisiana National Guard.
An estimated 60,000 people were rescued from rooftops and flooded homes after Katrina. I'm Jeff Palermo.
People were left stranded for days. Lieutenant General Russell Honoré took charge of the rescue effort as commander of Joint Task Force Katrina.
The mayor himself, his house was underwater. Most of the police houses were underwater and their vehicles had been flooded. So that's what happened in a real disaster.
The LSU Tigers leave later today for South Carolina, where they will play Clemson tomorrow night without starting safety A.J. Halsey for the first half of the game. He was suspended for fighting in the fourth quarter of the last game of last year when he was at Houston. And since his ejection was a result of fighting, he must miss an entire half of football. LSU was made aware on Wednesday that Halsey was facing a suspension, and the NCAA upheld its ruling last night.
From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane on Tix FM.